chapter 14, Mishnah 1, has ziz mevi is a tumah kolshu. A protrusion covers impurity, conveys impurity, whatever it says. So what this is talking about is if you've got a doorway and you've got on top of the doorway like a protrusion coming out, like a little, like a ledge. So if there's a kazas underneath that ledge, does it transmit the impurity into the house or not? So he says the protrusion conveys impurity, whatever its size, however big that ledge is, right? If the let's say kazas of mace was underneath it, it would convey impurity into the house. Hagizra v'hanavlis, but a balcony and a canopy, b'posach tefach. They have to have at least a tefach opening. So ezehu aziz. So what's the difference over here? So the ziz shepanav lamati says its face. It faces downwards and explains the Karti. There actually are different opinions, but the opinion the Karti's brought is that it's smooth underneath, right? The underneath of this ledge is smooth, meaning that it's like serving the doorway, right? But the gizra shepanea lamala, it's facing upwards, the balcony. In other words, it's smoothed at the top. It serves above. It doesn't serve the doorway. It's serving, right, so that people can walk onto it or something like that. So it depends where it serves. If it serves below, however much it is, it would transmit impurity into the house. If it serves above, it has to be at least a tefach in order to transmit impurity into the house. At least a tefach opening. Yeah, like that kind of thing. Exactly. Ubama amru haziz, maybe it's a tumah kolshu. And when do they say that this ziz transmits tumah, however big it is? He says, baziz shugavu mina pesach l'shlosha nidbachin. As long as it is, it has to be not higher than three courses of bricks, she'em shneim asa tefach, which is 12 tefachs. So if it's more than 12 tefachim above the door, then it can't be kolshu, it can't be little. Then it's got to be at least a tefach. You see that? Then it's got to be at least a tefach opening.
When you say opening, you mean width?
Width, yeah, exactly. It's got to be at least a tefach width. Yosemikab, if it's more than this, maybe it's a tumbasar tefach. Then it's got to have at least a tefach. And ataros of apituchim, cornices and moldings, so decorative things which they put above the door to make it look nice. They mayvin es atuma b'posach tefach. That has to be at least a tefach wide in order for it to convey impurity into the house. So basically, I mean, if you look at all of it, the only thing that can be less than a tefach is the ziz, right, which serves the bottom, and only if it's within 12 tefachim of the top of the door. Otherwise, it has to be at least a tefach to convey impurity into the house.